instead of relating to the Hashem, the lamb of the Torah is a seetum chasher, kleitim from the Zachashem, like after the Tesla. The lamb to plant the tree, the Pasuk says next to the Mizbeach. So, all we should learn, Tachidus 3, that it's lamb dafka next to the Mizbeach. Rashi says it's in the entire Harabayas. The entire Harabayas is a lamb to plant a tree. The Rambam and they say a little different. They say the lav is in the Azar, not the entire Harbayis. Everyone holds that what the Torah says it's Mizbach Hashem is lav dafka. It's lav dafka right next to Mizbeach. The Machlokes is according to Rashi, it's the entire Harbayis, and according to the Rambam, it's only the Azar. And the Mokas in the Sefri, the guest Mishnah yes, on Rambam, the Sefri, which they're all quoting, seems to say on Rashi. The Sefri seems to say the Harbayis. So the Kesemish explains, he calls the whole Sefri, and he shows that Moshari is a Machlekes Tanoyim. And the way he learns the Sefri, it'll come out, the Blessed Min Yaakov is Chayil. The Blessed Min Yaakov will take a hold, it's in the Azara. And the name, he says, the Ram is Pasta, and the Blessed Min Yaakov, because Moshnas the Kavanaki. That's the Machlekes. Another thing seems to be pretty clear in the Poskim is that we'll get that to in a second. The Kivayg and Shulchan Aruch Chaim in the beginning of Sim Kufnun, because the Sampa Lach B'Shem Ol Kanmoinim Harad Amor, not a very well known name, but the Kavin the Kivayg brings down, he says, a few Eitz Beis Tefnes is Sosim Rabbana. Even by a shul, there's an Eitz to plant a tree. And the Derech Chochma from Chaim Pinevsky, he quotes that Shekin Hoyo Chazanish, Moron Chazanish. The Chazanish was also passed in that way, you should not plant a tree in Beis Tefnes. Now, what does it mean, basic nesses? Poshut means inside a basic nesses, for sure, that's what he's talking about. You wouldn't plant the tree, let's say you had a dirt floor, you wouldn't plant the tree inside a basic nesses. What about right outside? Chayyah, that's his option. He says, I think, eight so basic nesses, even next to basic nesses, it's asmid abanan. I would assume it means that the property, the chotza, the front landscaping of the basic nesses, you should not plant the tree mid abanan. Chayyah has to understand that in this Rabbanan we have to be said by Chazal. So we find this Rabbanan. It's not Chayyah in Shas, Babli, and Yishami, Tesef, it's supposed to be Bechilta. It's just this Kavmin that Kivega brings down. But one of the Kivega does quote it, and a lot of people are Chayyah. So Chayyah is only on a tree. It wouldn't apply to bushes and shrubbery and flowers. Rather, over here, I think the guy next door did it on his own. He's a landscaper by trade, and his machshir also makom tefillah, and the kavan adarim and adavus ben akum. And he came along, and he just did landscaping over here. He takes care of it, he waters it. So, even a tree, if a guy would come and do it, if he didn't tell him to do it, if a guy is not Muslim, it's not one of Shabbat Neyach, it won't be a problem either. Any tree that were up before you built the shul is also not a problem. The lav here is loisita, you know how to plant a tree. And the Beis Hamikdash also, I think, if there would have been a tree over there before they built the Beis Hamikdash around it, it might even be mutter, because the whole lot seems to be the mice and the deer. We're going to get to that a little bit more soon also. What's the reason for this lav? What should you learn? It seems to be a chayk.
You planted towards the Beis Hamikdash while you built it, you planted it in the
front. And you know you're building Beis Hamikdash? Uh-huh. It wasn't Beis Hamikdash yet. I don't know. Maybe you're planting it for. Again, this lab is a chayyah with no reason, we would think, or some sort of maybe halacha and hilchos beis hamikdash, that you don't eat things to beis hamikdash more than we were given to make it to beis hamikdash. Don't go eat trees in there. But the Rambam says something different. I'm planting even rooms, changing it. Is that an issur? That's not so pashut. Right, maybe Vishal so also said, but that seems to be not. That seems to be not.
So if you had a 2-acre property that was bare, you built a shul on it, and you wanted to have some shade trees in places where you couldn't get 2 acres of plot at the tree?
So it belongs to the shul, and is that called eight shul basic nesses? I mean, you have to know it's the whole mock is this kivega b'shem this kavman, and he writes in five words. Maybe look, he doesn't say. A few eight basic nesses.
I
don't know. Right, that's right. I think the veld is not so machmir as kivega. Maybe the Vel's not so makhbet on Tzviki Regal. I don't know. That's what Kamkeski said. The Chazanish said you should be makhbet.
They eat in the shul anyway. Not a basic class.
Yeah. That's the head.
It
is basic nest in the Tanai. I mean, it doesn't make it always sweet. Not davening in a room without Kush Vesik Nesnes. That's Kush Vesik Nesnes. So you think this is rather more. They just took Kish Vega, it says a basic nest, it's not basic nest. It's also showing right here.
Maybe, but I think
it was not a basic nest.
Okay, well, let's get to the time for the reason. Again, like you said, partially in order to tell you, you think maybe there's no special time, or maybe it's a time in Nilsos Beis HaMikdash, but the Rambam says, Nilsos Beis HaZor, the reason is, the reason is because that was the derech of the Oizei Beis HaZor. They used to plant trees next to the Mizbeach to get people to come. And the Rambam says, a little bit more Meir, if the Chinuch brings down a little more Rifus of Lashon, to take away, especially maybe in the old days when people were on some war there, and they wanted to get removed from there, and you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash to serve the Eved, you shouldn't be thinking at all about the Derech HaVeid Zohar. That's the reason why the Torah gave this mitzvah, not to plant a tree there, not to do like the Derech HaVeid Zohar. And the Meister remains a dinder ice affair. You have to understand why the Rambam is giving a reason for the mitzvah. The Rambam is not going to say Bechinuch. The Bechinuch was written to give time and mitzvahs, to give reasons. The Rambam doesn't give and say for reasons. And punct over here, the Rambam gives a reason. The Chayyah does not mean Chayyah of Avizar. Another place we're going to get that soon also. Another place the Chayyah means Chayyah of Avizar. But over here, the Rambam says Bechayyah does not mean, it means a regular tree. It means a certain tree. A Chayyah was a certain tree. It was a tree of duo, like, you know, we don't know what it is, that's the min, but it was a certain tree. And the Torah also says koi. And a sheir or any tree, but sheir doesn't mean a tree of Ezra at all. As there's mashman the Rambam, as there's mashman Unklus also, if you can tell Unklus. Someone on there, I saw the sheir, and I saw the Rashi, maybe Rashi, and the sheir means a tree that was planted with Ezra, and koi says all the other trees. But I don't think Rashi means that either. I'm not so sure Rashi means it. But the Rambam says Befeish, not like that. The Rambam says over here, Asher does not mean a tree of Ezar. It means a regular Asher tree. A certain min, the Kol Eitz, and that includes all other trees. So the Rambam says the reason is because of not to be Nimshach Yet of Ezar. Why the Rambam gives the reason. So I was thinking, there's Mechasinach, because of Shaila, according to the Rambam, that says that the reason for this law is
not... There is something else that they plant on the soil, it shouldn't be there either. Let's say in a couple of years, because of numeric, they plant bushes on the soil.
That's what I'm going to tell you. In Shaila, the law in the Torah remains the law. We don't go bust the time of the crow. We don't pass like a Shimon. Shimon was the time of the crow. So the Mechas Chinuch says a Shaila. Now that the Rambam says that the reason for the law is not to be Nimshach Yet HaVeid Zohar, does that make this law more Chama? Yeah, that's a Shaila. So because it's a lesser of HaVeid Zohar, because it has Shaila of HaVeid Zohar, does that make it more Chama? And he writes to Achin. He doesn't explain what it means more Chama. And I'm wondering, I'm thinking, maybe Mechas Chinuch means Pasha V'yag V'yava. It becomes the way to begin the HaVeid Zohar V'Avizrayu. Anything that has Shaila of HaVeid Zohar becomes V'yava V'yarek. I'm Yarek V'yava. If that's like the Mechas Chakir, it's half a big Chakir. What?
This would be a
Bezerah Levezer. That's the Chakir of the Mechas Chakir. If this would be a Bezerah Levezer, sure, that's just going to be Yahweh Yahweh. Right, according to the Rambam, the Ovis was not to be Nimshach Yet HaVeid Zohar, he calls it a lesser of HaVeid Zohar.
Also,
the
Rambam also says
it's Minhag HaVeid Zohar.
It's Minhag
HaVeid Zohar.
So he says, the Megal, you can only do it with a joint, because when you do something that's a mayach, it's as if you're being moistest to the Rebbeinishim. See, it's showing that you can't be moistest to the Rebbeinishim. It's a mayach, I'm giving to the Rebbeinishim something that grows, as if I'm being moistest in the godless of the
Rebbeinishim. It's on this pasuk?
It's on this pasuk.
It's a little bit different, but the coin is, it's a merdek, it's a merdek hakira, if this would be Yagla Yabba. You know, if a guy puts a gun to someone's head, he's able to kill them, and he tells them, I mean, do this today, or all the rest of the Torah, except for the Gemach HaMurus, You're not Meister Nefesh. Except for by the Zohar, you are Meister Nefesh. What would be over here if a guy puts a gun to his head and goes, plant this tree in the Azor, plant this tree in the Havayas? He has to be Meister Nefesh there, he has to be Yagar Yavah, that's what Michus Chanuch is declaring. He says, maybe because he seems to be Nasa the Zohar. I want to bring Shukar Raya from the fact that the Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which is Pelon Degazach. In Hilchos Beis Bechira, where the Rambam is Meirich and all the halachas Beis Mikdash, the Rambam does not mention this halacha. These Meramas to gather in one place. He says that all the kingdom of the Mikdash, even when they were made as eights, but they were Mitzupah, they were covered. But this Meramas too. But the Etzim halacha, that is also the plant of tree in the Azarah, that the Rambam brings in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The fact that it means Hilchos Avodah Zarah is mashma, it's a shtak shaykh, it's a din in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, no chayru bi yag v'yava. I was thinking another sukkah raya, this is another sukkah raya from the smichas of the pasuk. The next pasuk after that is with a vav achiva, is with a vav connecting, the word and. It says, next pasuk is a lav and terrible. It's not from a chum atzeva, she's sonny Hashem like that. That's a different lav and terrible. That's also to make a matzeva. Matzeva and lachere, Rashi says it's an even, to take an even. And Rashi says, even to make an even to be over the Zara, or even to be over, even to be over the Rebbeinu Shema. Even to make an even to be over the Rebbeinu Shema, we don't do. And that, Rashi says, Claude, the reason is because since the Rebbeinu Zara used to do that, he used to take an even and make it for the Zohar. That's why we can't even make it to be Eved Hashem. But over there, it's very close because of it. So rather, the Rambam says Abanim, Zosh is Abanim, to pick a set of stones. Rashi's matched from one Eved, so the Medayik, and I think the sentence of Medayik that is Machot Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, this lab will be one Eved, one stone. According to Rambam, will be many stones. What we're talking about out of the mikdash. Set up a sefer mecha evan is outside, and a sefer mecha matzeva. I'm sorry, a sefer mecha matzeva. This last to make a matzeva. It's one of the tagmas. It's also to make matzeva. What does matzeva mean? Matzeva means to set up an evan or avanim to be oivid either. Not a bama. It's a lav. It's a sefer mecha matzeva. I mean, what's the hefta for a bama? Bama is not a matzeva.
Bama is not a matzeva. It's habe avonim. You can't do it with one heaven.
Yeah, but the Rambam says that even this lav refers to. You mean what's the hefta of a bama?
Bama is a kabbalah.
You know what the kabbalah
is? That's
right.
A matzeva. This is not
kabbalah. No.
Matzeva is also a kabbalah. It's clear everywhere.
This is not for kabbalah.
But I'm telling you, matzeva is also a kabbalah. It's clear everywhere. It's everywhere.
Okay, but whatever this lab is, of the Sakh Muhammad Seva, this is called that because the Zara, you make a Matseva. And over there, the Mechus Chinuch, and that Mr. Mechus Chinuch says, with Avoshet, that for sure is the lesson of the Avoshet Zara. That for sure is the Chayma of a lab that has to do with Avoshet Zara. And the Chayma of the Mechus Chinuch is saying that on that lab for sure be Yagra Yava. But the fact that the Torah says it with above Achiba, this is specific as a lab of Sitacha Asherah, but Kol Eitz, it's Mizvach Hashem, then it says, Viloi Sakh Muhammad Seva. Mashma that the two lav and ashechas, one to the other. So if the second lav is also vezar, I would think the first lav is also because of vezar. I see the chasher also would be a dinyagri yara. Another sugar I want to bring, like the thing I was saying before, that even if asher over here, like Ramban, does not mean asher of a vezar. But mice in the Torah, in most places, whenever it says about asher, it's referring to the minig of vezar. In the old days, they used to take an asheru, which was a certain tree, and they would be over it. They would plant the zara, and they would be over it. The pasuk says in the Devarim, "Vashreim tisufim," and all the there's a mitzvah to come and take soil and burn down all the asheru trees. It's in Tanakh, in Shas, it's many places. It's a mission of third parak sukkah. It says the lung of shashera is possible, but there it means the lung of asheru that you over the zara. Ksusi mechashera the whole sugya. It's a mishnah in. There's a Mishnah of Vezer itself, Mishnah Dafim Vav. I think the Mishnah says Shomash Asheris, saying there's three different types of Asheris, which go away with the Vezer. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. But basically, whenever the Gemara refers to Asheris, it means Asheris with Vezer. The Torah also normally refers to Asheris, and it means an Asheris with Vezer. Now, over here, even if you're going to Ramban, that Asheris does not mean an Asheris with Vezer, but with Shukar Ramaz, I think it is that the fact that the Torah said the word Asheris is telling you that it has a Shachim with the Vezer. Maybe Shukar Ramaz. This is a shvet on the scene, the double lashon. The Torah says, "The sitochah asherah kol eitz." Don't plant the nasher, which is a specific tree, and kol eitz. Don't plant any tree. Once the Torah says already kol eitz, what do you need the word nasher for? So Rashi learns that kol eitz is coming to teach you any binyan. That in the according to Rashi, it's on habayis. Not only not how to plant the tree in habayis, kol eitz refers to any binyan. You can't build any extra room. It was just what the Torah said, exactly how the build the mitzvah should build. You're not going to go build an extra room. The chayra actually means if you build an extra binyan, it'll be mechuvah lekaka. And I'm clarifying if it has to be dafka, the rab will be dafka, a room made out of eitz. If you build them, what if a person made an extra room in the base of mikdash out of avanim? The chayra so kol eitz, which Rashi says is being mava, if you're actually inside. L'sitach hasher kol eitz it's a mizvah Hashem lekecha. So when they take ingon, umaboyne bayis v'ha bayis. So the sisters come and they all say that a share goes on when they pay ingon and kol eitz comes to be boyne a bayis for habayis. They go build a house on habayis. So I'm wondering, does that mean dafka eitz? Everyone thinks that it means taka the bayis of eitz. Or what if you build a bayis of avonim of stones? Would that also mean this lab? The Rambam is chelik. The Rambam says that the Gadol says that building a bayis, a different room, in the harabai and the azara, according to Rambam, that'll be midarbon. Also, you have to know where that comes from, but that'll be only the one. So it doesn't mean the pasuk that way. No, this is the pasuk. The Torah is telling you, Asher and Kol Eitz. Asher was a well-known tree, and don't plant any tree. So maybe Sugar Remez teach you that it's also it has shechs of the Zara, and we have this Moedig Chiddush that this is what this lava the Torah will be Yagra Yava. The Michas Chinuch in that mitzvah, in Tassag Day, this gimbal, he declares, what about if you plant just the seed, or the acorn, whatever, to plant the tree. And you did it in an oifen that if you left it alone, it would be kovnet, it would be nishrash, it would take root, and obviously it takes a long time for a tree to go, but if you wait long enough, a tree would go and grow. Or you open it up right away. And the Michas Chinuch says, that would be, what if you plant it again? It's able to grow, and then you pull it out. So the Michas Chinuch, that him is poshut, you be over. Because the sitach hasher doesn't mean the tree has to actually grow. You planted a tree. You planted an acorn that's ready to grow into a tree. If you take out the afterwards, you'll be oiva. And the Michas Chinuch says, he's going to Lashitasa, because he said the same thing in Melech HaShabbos, or Melech HaZereya, that if you plant a seed, and it's able to grow, even if you or someone else took it out and ended up never growing, you're still oiva. And the Michas Chinuch says, the Rai is, whenever you plant on Shabbos, it doesn't grow on Shabbos, it's going to grow later on in the week. The Teretz says, the Lav is just planting a seed that's able to grow. And even if you take it out, you're over. Muchas wants to say the same thing by Klayim. If you plant Klayim, you're over right away the lab, even if it never grew. Even if someone uprooted it afterwards, you're already over.
Oh,
sorry. I don't know if you remember, but it's printed in that new pale paper. The shash holds that it has to grow. Avad the shash is moida that even it has to grow later on during the week, and then you even know you're more my prayer. Doesn't have to go on Shabbos. But if you uproot it in a way, if you uproot it before it ever grows, you take it not over. The shash is takachel. And then they talk about
like
the
fish, right.
Right, they want to bring a ray from Bishol. They want
to bring a ray from Bishol.
Because also, but I think we spoke about this one time.
Exactly. So you see, you know,
I think I want to say, I think if I remember correctly, this is in the Chabur we had number Nunches. It's printed in the second Chedek, which is coming soon. What? Yeah. The Gestinyana, she in Nunches, Mitchum is coming soon. It's been today. We spoke about this. I think we wanted to say, if I remember correctly, I'll see it myself inside. I think we said the chiluk might be because the areya, it never grows on Shabbos. The areya is never enough time. Even 24 hours, depending on the beginning of Shabbos, not enough time for it to sprout to really grow. It takes, I think, 3 days till it really takes the stuff to sprout. So that's why Al-Kochos, the Tayyaz Machayev, and the Maisa Zviyah. But Bishul, the Etzem, you're able to cook on Shabbos and have something done. So that, the Tayyaz was only Machayev when you cooked in it and the taka something was done. So again, in the Chayyur, the Rishash doesn't talk about this lab. The Rishash is just chenuch on the Michas Chenuch about Bishul on, I'm sorry, about Zerei on Shabbos, Melech HaShabbos, and about the I don't think it's about time either. The Rishash only talks about about Shabbos. But Mechayr, he'd be chanuk on the Mechasnuch by Klayim, and for sure over here, he'd be chanuk on this Mechasnuch and Chosla. He would hold that Zerei has to be if you, that you left it there, and it eventually grew. And then, of course, you're even no Mafreya from the Maisa Zerea. But if you uproot it, it never grows, you're not going to be able. And I was thinking that even the point of Mechasnuch, she tossed it, maybe Mechayr, there should be a chanuk. Maybe you could hold it to Mechasnuch, that Zerea, Yechayiv, just for the planting, that it's roi to grow. I did a Maisa Zerea, I planted this roi to grow. So even if you uproot it, you're still chai. The same thing, Klayim. You did a Maisa's Reyes climb that's ready to grow. So even if you uproot it, Quentin Mechasan Chichaya. But over here on this lab, I might think that maybe the Mechasan will be Moida. Because over here, the lab of Chayyah is not the Maisa's Reyes. The lab is not to have a tree by the Mizbach Hashem, not to have a tree in the Zara. So if you're rooted and there never is a tree, then maybe on all days it should not be a lab. But the Mechasan doesn't hold away. The Mechasan says that when she tussled, that it's enough to, by Melech Shabbos, Zereya, Melech Zereya, and it's a climb, it's enough to be Zerei, yet even if you're brood, you have the same thing over here. If you plant a seed in the ground, an acorn or something that's able to grow into a tree, even if you're brooded, then already you're already over the lab. The Mechas Kanach has another shayla. What about if you didn't plant the tree in the ground? You just did Havracha Vahakava to another Ingon. Mashal, like you said before, there was a tree there before, or someone was Oyvan, someone else was over there. He planted a tree next in the Azara. And you come along, you bring a new sapling, a new tree, and you don't plant it in the ground, you just graft it to the other tree. And you leave it above ground, but the grafting itself lets that tree grow. That's
a watering tree.
What? You mean if one person planted it, you came along, and the second guy came and watered it. I don't know. It says Lysita, I see. But over here, if you grafting the chayr is planting it. So the Mechasinuch is black Zerchi, and it seems to me, it would be Pasha that should be Chayiv. That's called planting in the ground, because I'm planting in Mechubel Kaka, I'm grafting it to a tree that's already planted. That tree is like the ground, so if I connect it to that, that should be like planting in the ground. But the Mechasinuch is black Zerchi. I'm saying if that's the Shanga, I thought the Shanga was that's called planting it in the Azara.
No, because it's not a new tree,
then
you brought a new tree.
Yeah, that's another shame, maybe it's not a
new tree.
Okay,
then
the Michel Sinuch says something else. He says that if you plant a tree in an oxygen inokov, in a flower pot, a big flower pot that's not inokov, he says that's poshut to him, you're not be over. He says the reason is because like by Melech Shabbos, that's not chayiv, it's not yearning from the ground, it's just a separate flower pot. By Chumas and Maisis, they talk about also the Chayyus Machayim and Chumas and Maisis, it's not called in the copyright Tzorol. So the same thing, Benegay, this, you would not be Eva. I was just thinking, according to Rambam's reason, because Rambam says the reason is because the Eva of the Zohar used to be Makashat of the Zohar with trees around it, maybe it's also being Makashat of the Zohar with a tree in Otzitz, Shenei Nakov.
Who said they did? Who said they would?
I'm not saying they did that way, but it's the cash is beautifying, it would be beautified. Okay, but the stop with the way the Mishnah Chinuch says, like we said before, we don't go past the time of the Krah. We don't pass like a Shimon and Bava Tzvi, like a Makabel, the third time of the Krah. And we pass like a Rabbanan, and the Chayyah, that wouldn't be Asa. But then the Mishnah Chinuch says, what about Otzit Nokov? What if you had a flower pot with a little hole in the bottom, that you put it down on the ground, it's yearning from the Kaka, it gets nourishment from the Kaka, would that be Chayyah? In the Azara. If you took a tree in a flower pot and it's not good and you put it in the Azara or the Harbayas, would that be over? So the Mechas Chinuch wants to say, Pasha, that would be Chayev. Because by Shabbos, we know the Lach is an Otzitz Nokov, it's on the ground. It's the Malachas Kaitza. If somebody would cut from that would be over Kaitza. If somebody planted that, he'd be over Malachas Zerea. The same thing, Benegay Chumas and Maisis. If you grow anything in Otzitz Nokov in the Yisrael, that's yearning from the Kaka, right? So that's Chayim Chumas and Maisis. Maybe Mechas Chinuch wants to say the same thing over here, Benegay this lava, Sitoch HaShei, or Kol Eitz, Sitoch Mizbach Hashem. It'll be over. And Hatzvi brings it down. I'll tell you, it brings down that in Sefer Madani Oretz from Shem Zam Reibach, in Tachta Shvi, Samed Hei, Eschest, he wants to bring the Chanis. He wants to say that Masitacha Asheira called Eitzis Mizbech Hashem is different. Because that's a din in the Mokum. That's a din in the Azara. Anything that's a din in the Mokum, you could say that it's not good, even though it's yearning from the Kaka, but it's a Dava Metalkal. It's not Kavua. It's not Kavua. That's not called in the Harbayis. Anything which has the other halachas, the Moshe Shabbos, it's not negay where it is. As long as it's yomi from the kaka, that's called regular kaka, and mainly be chayev melechas zereh melechas kaitzin not snokav. But this halacha, since it's totally in the mokum, you hear the svar? This is the svar.
Yeah,
might be shtak. He wants to say.
It's also an opinion, so you see that.
He wants to say, but since it's davar metaltel, it's not really kavu. You're not really doing etzem mizbech Hashem. I was just wondering, so how does he understand osus nakum in Eretz Yisrael? That also is toning the mokum. That's being itself, but that's not shvei. Obviously, that's not shvei. That's toning the unique. It's being unique from Eretz Yisrael. That's called the kaka from Eretz Yisrael. So mainly a chayav. But over here, he wants to say svara that even though osus nakum is zayin for the kaka, but it's not kavu in the kaka. That's not cool in this mokum. So davar metaltel. That's the svara. Another sugya which the mocker is in this week's side of Pasha Shaifton is Matan Skuna, Rishi Sagez, and Zerah Bechaim Bakeva. In this week's side, the Torah says, actually, we know there's 24 Matan Skuna, there's 24 Matanis that the Israelim give to the Kohanim, they give them Pidyon HaBen, they give them Chalokim and Kachim, there's other Matanis, but this week's side, we talk about, the Torah says, the three of the Matanis. The Torah says, Zei mishpat kahana meisa am meisa chazerach. Hashem said, "Not from the kohen, zorei v'chalayim b'keva." Whenever you shech the behema, you give him three parts of the behema. The kohen gets always the zroya. It's a whole peg in chulin. The talks about the zroya is the front right leg part of it, part of the leg. The Mishnah talks about which part. Machlekes tanoim. And chalayim are the two cheeks of the head of the reish. The chalayim, the sound happens to include the loshen, the tongue. So come out, the entire tongue market, when the people who impan the halacha belong to Kahanim. Whenever you want to buy tongue or shechta by yid, you have to go to Kahanim. They would own that entire, that would be their meal market, their whole industry. They would have the entire tongue market that came from the Kahanim. It's mutzah to Yisrael, it belongs to a kohen. The kohen can sell it, they can make money on it, but that's part of the mechayim. And keva is a part of the stomach. So these three pieces of meat, the basa, were given to the Kahanim. Then first is reshus, the gantra, that's a famous halacha that goes on the Chuma, that's the din of Chuma. Tiresh Chavit Zerecha, Reishis Geis Zerecha. And the third matan in the sixth is Reishis Geis. When you shear the womb of sheep, and the Mishnais, in Perek Reishis Geis, also a Perek in the end of Chulun, it's Mochek Zanoyim, but we pass like the Tzillah that the din is, the shear is five tzayim. If you shear five, if you cut off the wool from five tzayim, you have to give part of it. And the Gemara talks about what the shear is, how much, you have to give part of that wool to a kohen. The Santa Rambam, I thought it was interesting, Rambam says, there's a Perek Yud in Hilchos Bikurim. Bikurim is also for the Matnas Kuna. Bikurim is given to the kohen. But in Perek Yud Hilchos Bikurim, Rambam says, came into Zikud Noi Kosh Baruch Hu, since the Rebbein Shlomo was Mezakeh the Kohen and Betruma, to give them Truma, Shein Lachma V'Yenai, that's where the kohen gets his bread and his wine. And the Rishon also is mezachtes kahanim matanis in the behema, meaning the zroya b'chayim b'keva, this meat, and also kachim mizbeach, part of the kabbanis goes to kahanim. That's where they get basa, that's where they have meat. Zikaloi is also mezachtes them b'reishis geiz loyf shay. He also mezachtes b'reishis geiz that they have clothing to wear. And then the Rambam is meister the gezel haged is halacha. If you steal from a ger and the ger is nifta, you give it to the kohen v'charamim and charamim v'stei achuzda. Pidyon b'chayris and pidyon aben, that's straight out kish. But all those matanis are just money. That's given to the kohen lo hitzah oisah. For his other needs. B'shat tzorach, for all his other needs. In other words, Rambam is saying that the Torah was chosa on all the needs of a kohen. And that's b'shat merishis geiz. When you learn the pasuk, you maybe don't think about it, but you see for me, it's beautiful Rambam. The Torah was chosa on all the needs of the kohanim. The kohanim not getting chayk in Yisrael. They basically work in the Beis HaMikdash. They do the Sheikh Levi also, but the Kanim even more. So the Kanim were given, not only Chumba was a cheshma to give them all their food, and the Matanis Kuhuna Basa, Zerachem Rekeva, and Kabanis was a cheshma to give them Basa, but they still need clothing to wear, so that's Rishis Agayz, that they should have the wool to make the clothing from. And the other things which were money, like picking a band, that was the pocket money, Pasha, for other needs that you have to buy. I was wondering, the Torah talks about more pishtun also. There's two things we used to make clothing out of. We used to make clothing out of wool and out of pishtun, l'chayr linen. Linen l'chayr would be silk also, I think. Maybe silk also. We make also out of cotton. At the time, in those days, they made out of cotton. Polyester, for sure, they didn't have that. But where did the Kohen get Pishtin? Where did he get Pagam of Pishtin? I guess that was included from the money. But also he was given straight out tzemes, straight out wool to have what to wear. There's the Gemara of Sulman, something Gemara says in Afkuchan Gilman Beis, the Gemara says that shutzis of a guy or of a Kohen, in Behemoth, patis from Zorei Bechayim Bakeva. But that's only if the Kohen or the Goy is a Shutzit Mamish in the Zeraya. Like they shoot him in this piece of bus, the Zeraya or the Chayim or the Keva, that's when it's part of Matan Skuna. But if a Yid owns the entire Zeraya Bechayim or Keva, even if the Goy owns the entire Behema, that would not pass. Actually, the more pleasant, the more because Goy Luhu. If the Goy owns the entire Behema, and the Yid owns just the Zeraya Bechayim or Keva, the more question is, do you go bus the Ikka Behema, and the Ikka Behema belongs to a guy, and that will pata if Mizrach HaMakeva, or you go past the Chiyuva, or you go past the Chiyuv, the Mizrach HaMakeva, and that itself, there's no shutness of a guy. And the Gemara's Maskana is that by Mizrach HaMakeva, we go past the Chiyuva. And since the entire Zeraya, the entire Chayim, the entire Keva belongs to a Yid, this is before you shechted it. I mean, once you shechted it, if you advise the Zeraya HaMakeva from a guy, then for sure he's pata. But before you shechted it, it was Lai Behema, that a guy was makta to a Yid, the Zeraya HaMakeva, that would be Chayiv Matan Skuna. And it's a bit chiddish because the Yid has to give everything away. He doesn't give anything to himself. Normally he shechts the Behema, he keeps the Behema himself, he gives us the Zeraya HaMakeva. But in this case, the guy owns the whole Behema, and the Yid owns just the entire Zeraya HaMakeva, he has to give it away. But then the Gemara says, by Rishis the case is different. What if a Yid, if a guy owns the behemoth and he's marked it to the yid all the wool, and the behemoth is alive, and there's five tzayin, the guy owns the entire behemoth, but he's marked it to the yid all the tzema, all the wool, and the yid goes across off the wall, the yid will be pata. The yid will say shutzvus of a guy patas, and the Gemara doesn't explain the chiluk. You look in the shiny, you look in the chayim, no one explains this to Gemara. What's the difference between Zeraya Chaim Makeva and Rishis Hagez? How come by Zeraya Chaim Makeva, if a guy owns the behema, but the yid owns the Zeraya Chaim Makeva, he's chayiv to give it to, if he shachs, he's chayiv to give it to Kain. But by Rishis Hagez, if the guy owns the behema and the yid owns all the wool, that we say shuttas to the guy in the Ikka behema does pat the wool. What's the chiluk? The only one that shows this kasha, if it's Avi Ezri, Rav Shach. And it's in Santa Marmokam, it's in Perk Vavlach's Mezuzah Lach Yudev. He has a whole rechus over there about. What? No, the Ptur is, it'd be a Shukas of a guy. Right. Yeah, right. But the same Ptur is not part of the Zerah HaMakeva. But over there, Shukas of a guy in the Zerah HaMakeva part is. If a guy owns, if you shear the Zerah, that part of the lead, they own the shutfist. All the mushroom, there's a shutfist of the guy in the yid in the entire behemoth. So we all own the 50, you know, half and half, and it's not mavur, then for sure it patters. But over here, if the guy owns the entire, if the yid owns the entire Zeraya HaMakeva, then the shutfist of the guy in the investment doesn't patter. But by Rishis Hagez, it does. What's the chiluk? So Shachazah has a whole arichus about many in Yonim of shutfist of a guy with patters on the mitzvah, and he talks about what's this chiluk. So Shachazah is explaining like this. So the chiluk is, Zeraya Bechayim Bakeva is a chiv on the guf Zeraya Bechayim Bakeva. It's not a din hafrasha. You're not being machfish from the behema, the Zeraya Bechayim Bakeva. It has nothing to do with the rest of the behema. The Torah gave a din on the Zeraya Bechayim Bakeva. So the main law, if you own the Zeraya Bechayim Bakeva, you have to give it to a yid. It has no shaykh to the rest of the behema. It's a special din of Zeraya Bechayim Bakeva. Mashen Kain, Rishis Hagez, is a din of Zeraya hafrasha from the behema. You're machfish from the behema of the wool. There's a main of the behemoth is part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is a main of that there's shutzis the goy and the behemoth does pata. But the mice, Shach doesn't explain this either. How do we know this chiluk? How do we know that Zeraya Bechayim Bakeva is not a dinner of a frasha and Rishis Hagez is a dinner of a frasha? So I think, he doesn't explain this, but I think he means, that's Poshun Loshna Torah. The Torah says Rishis Hagez. Gez means shearing. The Torah doesn't say Rishis Hatzema. If the Torah would say Rishis Hatzema, the beginning of the wool, first wool that you cut, that would be a din on the wool. That has nothing to do with the behema. But since the Torah says Rishis Hagez, gaze in Meloshin is moira on a dovah hanigzaz, a thing which was sheared. I think Rishis Hagez means the first shearing. Shearing goes on the behema. The first cutting of the wool of the behema is a minla. That's how Shachan says the din of Afrasha. The terms of Mechai, Reish Gaze, if you have Behemah, the first cutting of the wool. There's a Mela, that's why over there, if a Goy owns the Behemah, even though the Yid owns the entire wool, that would pack them. Mashenkin Zer V'chaim Rekeva is just a din in the Zer V'chaim Rekeva itself. I think I can do the rest. The Gemara says also in Chulam Bakufam Megelon Vez that the Zer V'chaim Rekeva are three different Matanas Kahuna. Each one is independent. One is going to do with the next. If a Goy would own the Zerah V'chayayim and Yid would own the Keva, Yitak would have to give the Keva to a Kohen. It's not Pshat, it has nothing to do with the Zerah V'chayayim. It's not all one thing, it's three separate things. And the Gemara itself asks that the Bryce, famous Bryce says it's Chavtara Matnas Kahuna. There's 24 Matnas Kahuna. And in the Cheshbon, we count Zerah V'chayayim and Keva like one. According to this, it should say 26. There should be 26 Matanas Kahuna. The Zerah V'chayim came about three things. So the Gemara itself answers that since they all have the same halacha, that we count them in the Brayse like one. But the Gemara should know they're all independent. One is going to go with the next. If a Yid would own just the cheeks, he would be chayiv in to give it to the Kohen. Even though the Goy owns the entire behemoth. Rav Shach and Aviezi over there, he's a part of the kasha, the Shmat is Ram in this din. So Ram doesn't bring down this halacha, that if Yid owns just the Zerah V'chaim V'keva, that he has to give it, even though the Goy owns the rest of the behemoth, he has to give it to the Kohen. Different narration begins. He says, the Ram does bring something similar in Perek Tesach to become Alfi Yubayz. Ram says, Hoya Kohen Shusuf V'roish Potom and Alachi. If the Kohen and he talks about a kohen or a guy, but I believe he's talking about a kohen. If a kohen is a shutif in the roish together with the yid, then you put them in a lachi. Shutif in the yad, if he's a shutif in the yad, then he's put them in a zraya. But a shutif in the ma'ayim, if the shutif in the ma'ayim, put them in a keva. But then he says, Omlai a kohen, how behemakum shali, the whole behemah is mine by roish shacha, and the head is yours. Chai belachi, then the yisroels chai have to give the lachi, the ma'ayim to a kohen. Effect of shach, the Ramali says a case, if the Roish belongs to Yisrael, then he has to give him the Chayayim. That Rambam is mashma only because you own the entire Roish. And then you have to give him the Chayayim and you keep the rest. There's other Basta in the Roish. The Chayyid is, maybe it's not that much, but there is other Basta. There's brains also. I think there are countries in this world where they eat brains. Not in America, but there is other Basta. And that you don't see this Bechidish, because over there, they're telling you, all the Rambam is saying is, if you have the Roish, then you have to give them chayayim. There's no shutus to the guy in the roish, or no shutus to the kain in the roish. Then you have to give them chayayim. But the Rambam doesn't smash them for care. But if you just don't own chayayim and you kept nothing for yourself, you wouldn't have to give it. But that's not true. In fact, the Shach, if you look in the Gemara, it's smash maklah that if Yisrael owns just the chayayim, he also has to give the entire thing away, even though he doesn't keep anything for himself. It's a pella. How come the Ram, when he wants to basically bring down this halacha, he says in an oifen where the kohen owns the entire behemoth, and the yid owns the entire roish. Then he has to be mafresh the nuchayim and give it to kohen. Why does he just say, if he just has nuchayim? And to me, it's a shiddle pella that none of the achrenim from all the dayos is the kasha on the Ram, just the aviezi. I looked in the sefer mitechus, I'm semich on them. In the back of the Ram, Shapsi Frankel, they quote all the Achrayim, they quote this, that's where I found this, they quote this on Aviezi. They sign to it. They say no one else talks about it. It's Shulka Pelham. He sent off one list on Gemara about the Zohar Chaim Akeva. There's a Gemara in the end of the parak, the Chutzal Medan on the Beis. The Gemara says, Doshi Chamur is Hayayimim, Shizoch Lekhan and Matnes Kahuna of Chayim Akeva, Beschus Maisa Chayim Pagamir Pinchas. The reason why the Kahan was Lecha in the Zohar Chaim Akeva was because of the Schus of Pinchas. He did the mitzvah kanei pagum boy, that ma'isa, and the Gemara explains the zroya was connected to yad. The chesib it says in the end of Pashas Balak v'yigach v'remach biyodai. Because Pinchas took the spear in his hand, that's why all the yidin was echad to the hand of that matan of the hand. The l'chayayim, where's that come from? A pasuk in Tehillim. It's not. The pasuk says in Tehillim, but the kavah b'yamay Pinchas v'falam v'tiratza magefa. You learn the Chumash doesn't mention this. The Pinchas davened also. You know Chumash, you see Pinchas when the kanei pagum boy. And that's not the Magefa, but in Tehillim, it tells us the real story was that Pinchas also said a tefillah. Yamai Pinchas yifalo. Yet he can't even pray. He davened with the other Magefa, and the Magefa stopped. So in the Schusta, he was in the spot, well, that's where they get the Nuchayayim, to get them out. But Akeba, and why they get the Keba? Kenege, the Torah says, it says, Yitka Shneem, Es Ish Yisrov, Es Isha Al-Kavasa. Kenege the Kavasa, that's where we get the Keba. The Tzeres Yaakov, that's a famous Achron himself, the Chul and Daf al Daf, from Yaakov Zintai, who's Talmud of Kivega, and he has the kasha. That's not what kavasta means over there. Kavasta, Rashi says, klar, it means the makam nakfusa. It says Rashi says the first shomish that v'yidke shneim es ish yisrael v'sisha kavasta that Pinchas of Mechavin to be doike through the zachas for nakfus shalem. So kavasta means the nakfus. That's not the part of behima we give to the kahanim. We give the keva is part of the stomach. So the first yak wants the answer that this is instead of the gnai to give that part of the behemoth to a kohen, the makom hanakvus. There's a meaning that the Torah, as a remez, gave the keva, which is very similar in lashon to kavasa, and that's something that's pshat in the Gemara.